Welcome back to Mound Money. In studio with us now is Robin Milne. She is with Promontory. We're going to get an update on what's going on at Promontory. I know there's a lot of exciting stuff going on, but first we have our own exciting news regarding Promontory, and Renee Bodley is going to update everybody on that.
Yes, we wanted to say a big thank you from everyone here at KPCW Radio to the Promontory Foundation. We received a $15,000 grant from you guys last year. Robin Milne, GM with Promontory, here to join us. Robin, thank you so much for that.
You are so welcome. We really love our partnership with KPCW, and I know our members get all of their, especially their ski reports. You know, it was all I could do to get in here today because I-40 is backed up, like, you know, way far back as everybody's trying to get in and get in on this powder today. So you're very welcome. We love KPCW.
And speaking of skiing, you have a new ski amenity for Promontory members, the PC Lounge.
Yes, we do, our PC Lodge. And we tried to make it short and sweet. So it's Park City Promontory Club. So we decided PC was like a perfect name for it. And we are delighted with the location, with how our members are enjoying that access right onto Park City Mountain by first time lift.
Right under Pigpen Saloon.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, Park City Ski, the ski team is right above us too. And the ski school is right out of our, you know, back door. So it has been a joy to watch families teach their little ones how to ski for the first time.
And that's a nice perk to have. And as we were just mentioning, the ride in can be a little hairy sometimes. And I understand there's a shuttle that takes guests from the Promontory out to the PC Lodge.
We do. We actually also have another lodge up at Deer Valley. So we have two shuttles, and it is a crowded parking lot in the morning. So we have one that takes a group up to Deer Valley, and then right after that, Park City. And we do that three times in the morning, and then we shuttle everybody back three times in the afternoon.
And that's an amenity for anyone who lives out at Promontory, is that right?
It is anybody that is a member in Promontory, absolutely.
What do you have to do to be a member? Can you be a member without living out in Promontory?
You know, we want you to live at Promontory, so no, you have to own a land or a home. But that's just part of the vision of Promontory, and certainly our developer in 2001 said that he wanted anybody wanting to buy a second home, particularly in a mountain community, to be able to check the boxes for every member of their family to have something that they would love to do. So certainly golf, you know, is typically what a second home community will anchor a community around. But Francis Najafi, our developer, said, I want families to gather, multi-generational families to gather in a community that serves everybody's interest. So the PC Lodge is a perfect embodiment of that multi-generational vision that he had. And it's great to see grandpas and, young kids and young families enjoying the mountains.
And if we can back up just a little bit, because we have a lot of visitors in town in this ski time of year, and they might be in their cars listening. Promontory is 6,400 acres of land, and you're out there at the junction of 40 and 80.
Correct.
And you have about 1,700 total lots altogether?
Exactly. It's big. It's a big property, and it really spans beautiful canyons and valleys in that area. And our views are looking at you guys. So we have the full Wasatch Range from Deer Valley to Park City in the canyons. It's absolutely gorgeous over there.
And it is year-round. You've got golf courses. Now you have these ski lounges and lodges. You also have a beach house. You have a beach?
We have a beach at 7,000 feet. And in fact, our PC Lodge, it makes our 13th amenity that we have. So this is the checking the box is something for everyone. We have two golf courses. The Pete Dye course, the Jack Nicklaus course, and the clubhouses that go along with those. We do have a beach house. And in the wintertime, the hill adjacent to our beach is our tubing hill. So we have three lanes groomed and a magic carpet that take our kids up to tube all day. We have an equestrian center, both indoor and outdoor trail rides, a kids' cabin. We have a ranch club cabin where our spa is. Outfitters Cabin in the Alpine and the PC Lodge. We have a great amenity called The Shed, and I think that's everybody's favorite. It is just a big multifamily activities with basketball courts and movie theater, bowling, art silo, good eats, great patio deck, and all under one roof. And I think it's our favorite.
So I think the takeaway here is if we have friends from out of town, they should definitely know about Promontory.
And check it out
if they're considering buying a second home. And just as important for locals, make sure you have a couple friends that live at the Promontory.
There you go.
Because while you need to be a member to have access to this, members do have generous rights to bring their friends over. I've been to many of the amenities that you just shared, and they're really well done, and particularly the beach. Mm-hmm. That was really spectacular. I get to go there 3 or 4 times a summer, and it's some of my kids will swap out work schedules with their friends so that they can go. So it's really well done. You were talking about your founder's vision initially, which was 17 years ago, and what they were trying to create there. We're now almost 20 years down the road, and the taxable value of the Promontory land and improvements is over $1 billion now. And during that 17 years, Promontory and its residents have paid over $100 million in property taxes to Summit County. So that's been a nice win-win, but it hasn't been an easy path. You mentioned 2001 was the start. There was a big, great recession that took place in there, very scary for everybody. We do like asking our guests that have been in business during that great recession, tell us how you guys navigated that. How was it possible that you're still in business now and that scary period didn't take you out of business?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And you're right. Nobody was unscathed, in that time. And there are still people that were wounded at that time that are not out. So what happened for Promontory is that we did go into a bankruptcy that was not what the developer wanted to have happen. But we were also the first out. And what happened is that, fortunately for all of our members, our developer actually, through court action, was able to reacquire the property. So Promontory is now owned debt-free by that developer. And it really provides us a long runway to the future where, we'll never be in that position again. And it's something very special and unique about a property that size.
Yeah, I know it was controversial at the time that the developer rebought it. Mm-hmm. Out of bankruptcy. And what I was telling my friends was, I think it's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Because, it reset the balance sheet and allowed them to come out of it with a much healthier balance sheet. Not so great for the banks, but that's the nature of it. The banks are taking a risk when they do real estate loans. And the vast majority of the times, the banks win. Sometimes they don't. And that was a really tough setback. But thank you for sharing that, because I do think that Promontory is stronger today, and I'm interested in your thoughts. Promontory is stronger today because of that Great Recession than if it hadn't happened. Do you agree?
Well, and I agree, because I think that it recommitted Mr. Najafi's passion for his vision for this community. It really is unlike any other second community in the country, where the idea that he had to really have something that had a legacy feeling to it, with multi-generations passing along the real estate and the enjoyment and the love of this area, and again, something for everyone to do. So without him reacquiring the property, that vision would have been lost. And I think that's truly what makes Promontory a special, special place.
We only have a few minutes left, Robin. One of the interesting things for me about Promontory are the different design styles you have in the different areas of Promontory. If you want that mountain traditional feel, you have a community that looks like that. If you want a smaller mountain cabin feel that still has 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, you have that. If you want that mountain contemporary that's all the rage now, you offer that as well. What's on tap for 2019?
Yeah, we have some great plans. And again, I think that you see that same variety in architecture in our clubhouse properties as well. So I give great kudos to our design review team and the way that we construct properties there and buildings there. Exquisite architecture is a real mainstay of what we do at Promontory. So from a developer standpoint, we are looking forward to expanding our Nicholas Clubhouse that will include a ballroom for our members to have some milestone events for their families, like weddings and maybe corporate retreats, et cetera. So we hope to break ground on that in the spring. And we just continue to look for ways that we can, provide those experiences and those milestone memories that our members want to have while they're enjoying the mountains up here.
Any other news we can break here on Mountain Money? Any other home sites opening up in 2019? You can give us a sneak preview.
Well, there's a rumor out there that there's a piece of land that the developer has saved that has been formerly called Wapiti Canyon, and it is one of the highest points of Promontory, and we have plans on the drawing board to offer this piece of land, and I don't want to say more than that because it's going to be something quite exquisite, quite special that this town hasn't seen before. So stay tuned. Probably in the first quarter, we'll be able to. I would love to come back and formally introduce that. But that's a teaser, yes.
That's a big tease.
That's a tease.
We'll have you back sometime in 2019.
I would love to.
Thank you so much. Robin Milne, Promontory.